KVGC News Time, 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for a Monday. It's the 20th day of May for 2019. Well, California's unemployment rate remained flat in April, even as the state continued adding jobs. According to State Employment Development Department figures released on Friday, the unemployment rate in the Golden State again came in at 4.3%, while Amador and Calaveras counties have bucked that trend. The unemployment rate in Amador County dropped over a percentage point from 4.9 in March to 3.8% in April. Calaveras County also saw a drop in unemployment from 4.8% in March to 3.8% in April. 9 of California's 11 industry sectors added a total of 46,800 jobs in April. While the information sector reported the largest decrease in jobs with a loss of 600, the largest increase came in education and health services, a gain of 17,300 jobs. The state has now gained a total of 3,163,900 jobs since the economic expansion began in February of 2010. California's jobless rate remains above the national average rate of 3.6%.
Well, President Trump issued a disaster declaration over the weekend, freeing up federal monies for Amador County. Citing large parts of the state were damaged by storms, flooding, landslides, and mudslides earlier this year, the president issued the declaration Saturday to help 17 counties that suffered damage February 24th through March 1st. Now, waves of heavy rain pounded California, trapping people in floodwaters, washing away roads, triggering a mudslide that destroyed homes, and forcing residents to flee communities that were scorched by wildfire. Now, the declaration means Amador, Butte, Colusa, Del Norte, El Dorado, Glen, Humboldt, Lake, Marin, Mariposa, Mendocino, Monterey, Napa, Sonoma, Tehama, Trinity, and Tuolumne are now eligible for federal funding to repair the damage. The exact figures of relief per county were not released.
And the Calaveras County Sheriff's Office currently investigating a series of gas thefts from delivery vehicles, all in the same shopping center. Over the past 3 weeks, thieves have hit both Round Table Pizza and the Calaveras Humane Society thrift store in the Meadowmont Shopping Center. The sheriff's report says after the businesses put locking gas caps on their vehicles, the move actually worsened the problem. The thieves then began cutting the gas lines or puncturing the gas tanks in order to get fuel out of them. The latest gas theft happened when the vehicles were parked right under a light in the middle of the shopping center parking lot. The sheriff's department has increased patrols in the area and is asking anyone who has information regarding the crimes or the identity of the thieves to come forward and contact the sheriff's office.
And about 20 customers on Ripon Road in Rancho Calaveras will have their water service interrupted today from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Now, the service interruption is necessary to allow CCWD to remove a fire hydrant. It'll be replaced at a later date. Now, discolored water is common after pipeline work. The water, however, is still completely safe to drink. There's no risk to public health. Now, if customers do experience discolored water, they can open an outside faucet at the lowest point on their property, run that water until it runs clear. Those with questions or concerns about the planned shutdown can contact the CCWD Customer Service Department at 754-3543.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Local news brought to us today by Volcano Communications and Howard's Body Shop. 24 hours a day, visit our website for the latest news, traffic, and weather at kvgcradio.com.